This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Daytime, nighttime, other time, anytime.
Is all wine time.
Is always time. Wine time. Well, this is a wine episode, as you can well tell, and here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Merlot 2021. We have the Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. The Camus Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 50th anniversary release. Stuart Sellers Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. And from Alpha Omega, we have the Alpha Omega Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2018, the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon Beckstoffer Tokalon 2018, and the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley 2018. So, pretty damn good show.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Is that true still? I mean, there's so many streaming options these days.
Well, George Jefferson's just moved to our time slot, so they're moving on up.
They're moving on up.
To the east side? To the
Do you
east
not side. Have the theme song available on your board there, George?
Oh yeah, because we did a Jefferson's Bourbon episode, so I had the theme song.
Just dude, it's so easy. It's modern days. Come on.
Yeah, well, I didn't know anybody was going to bring up Jefferson, so you know,
I always bring up Hogan's Heroes. Yeah. You should have something there.
Oh, I've definitely got Hogan's Heroes.
All right,
I got Colonel Quink in there somewhere. I'll find him. Well,
okay, so we are maybe the best thing on at 2 a.m. on NPR.
Yeah, unless like Hogan's Heroes is on.
Well, there you go.
Because, I mean, you know, it's Hogan's Heroes. You know, it's Clank and General Bulk Archer.
No, the Hogan's Heroes is not on NPR. I said NPR.
Yeah, I don't think they're on NPR.
Are we still on NPR? We're still on NPR on some shows.
We're on a lot of NPR stations.
A lot of NPR stations, okay.
Well, this is
Pacifica Radio.
Yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. So I love wine shows. We don't do them enough.
Well, there's only 52 weeks in a year, so, you know, I'm hoping to get some more wine, and I'm hoping to do some 30s.
The rest of the crew over in Tennessee keeps doing those beer shows. What's up with that? I know Suds is in the title of the show, but come on, man.
Well, if you drove up there and took them out, then we'd, you know, gain another 20 weeks a year.
I need whiskey and wine, man. We don't need Suds. Do we need Suds? You Suds people suck.
Well, we're going to be doing... hopefully be doing some 30-minute shows with some wine this year because, again, we just keep getting more fantastic wines to talk about than we have time. So
it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, I can't complain. So, and we got Made Man Maury.
Good morning, gentlemen. Pleasure to be here in the basement. We have an outstanding lineup today. I am very excited.
Yeah, so I can tell.
Put your pants back
on. It's really embarrassing. And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. So good that today ends in a Y, which means it's a perfect day to drink wine.
It's always
well said. Well said.
It's always a good day to drink wine.
Well, so. It ends in a Y. Come on.
Yeah. Daytime, nighttime, other time, anytime
is all wine time.
Is wine always time. Wine time. Well, this is a wine episode, as you can well tell, and here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Merlot 2021. We have the Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, the Camus Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 50th Anniversary Release, Stuart Sellers Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, and from Alpha Omega, we have the Alpha Omega Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2018, the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon Beckstoffer Tokalon 2018, and the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley 2018. So pretty damn good show. So,
oh yeah.
So against all of my better judgment and everything in my
I don't being, think you have better judgment anymore, Bob.
That tells me not to. I'm going to go ahead and have Justin tell us about our SIPs ratings.
Well, I've taken the effort to bring Jimmy Stewart back from the dead just to do our SIPs ratings.
For the Stewart wine people.
For the Stewart wine people.
Yeah.
One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Dean, water.
I think he's still dead.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, that was actually pretty good. It was getting better.
Three sips.
Well, that's interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
Sound like a chicken. Okay.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to say it's good, but compared to most of the ones he does, that's a real low bar of comparison.
Yeah.
So, actually practiced once.
Yeah,
once. And it shows. All right. Well, we're going to have Harm tell us about our first wine. So,
thanks, Bob.
Let us know.
Our first wine for the day is Amelo Merlot. It's the 2021, 14.4% ABV. Amelo is part of the Wagner family of wines, which we've talked endlessly about because we've been doing them, reviewing them for years. This is made by winemaker Jenny Wagner, the daughter of Chuck Wagner of Camus. Amelo is the name of Jenny's mother's family, who has a long farming history in Napa Valley. And that would be Chuck's ex-wife. I don't know why you put it down as Jenny's mother's family. Whatever. Anyway, the color is a beautiful ruby, mostly opaque. The edges are kind of clear. It's a little bit still young, the 21. It's drinking well, but the nose, it's all about cherries and sandalwood and spice. And I got, when we first poured it, I got a bunch of orange peel. That seems to have dissipated. You guys still get the orange peel on that nose?
Not as much.
I do not.
Yeah, the orange peel has dissipated. When we first poured, I got cocktail cherries and orange peels. There's a little leather note to it. And, with that cherry and the orange, at first, it was like an old-fashioned. It was kind of weird. They had been drinking too much last night. But
you just didn't brush your teeth or wash your hands.
On the entry, really rich, smooth. The cherries there. A lot of plum coming out from the, some Merlot. You expect those plums. Some umami. The tannins are really well done here. It's just like powdery soft. There's a little bit of cinnamon and clove. But
is it umami or is it umami?
Umami. But the tannins, when I first tasted it, they were too soft. Giving it some time in the air and just letting it sit in the glass, the tannins are more that powdery, beautiful. Gives you a little dusty, bit of that pucker.
Dusty.
Good. It's not that Rutherford dust.
No, it's Napa Valley. The tannins are dusty.
Yeah, no. The Rutherford dust is those tannins from Rutherford are more sharp and a little more intense. This is just very soft tannins, but not too soft. The finish is medium long, and I really enjoyed it. Maury, what do you think?
I'm going to echo a lot of the things you said. I would agree with you. It definitely had that interesting nose with the cocktail cherries and
and the orange peel, but that did sort of blow off for a little bit. I got a lot of leather and some French oak on the nose.
I went cinnamon and clove, and that's to me that's French oak.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The flavors, you were spot on with that. The plums, the tannins. I agree with you. This is a full bodied Merlot. This is a Merlot. I would call a Merlot for cab drinkers. I really like this. I'm generally not a big Merlot fan. Merlot, I find often to be a little bit thin. But I've had these wines before from release. MLO Labels has several wines in their portfolio, and I think this is one of their shining stars. They've really done a nice job with it. It's extremely well balanced. It's mouth coating. It's luscious. The tannins are well integrated. They're soft. I didn't think they were too soft at first harm, but they're definitely, after having been in the glass, are just beautiful. I just think it's drinking beautifully today.
I gotta disagree with you. They're still soft for me. They're soft for
it's me. A Merlot. It's yeah. not a big
cab. No, it's not a cab. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Justin, what do you think?
So I definitely got the big fake cherries note. I got like Darjeeling, mulled tea.
Darjeeling's a good call. That's a good call, yeah. A
little bit of sourdough bread.
That's weird, but okay.
On the palate, it was like fruity. I got a little bit of pork jerky, some nice oak. It was very well balanced.
I was going to go with umami for that, but pork jerky is very... very specific.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
No! I wasn't calling you stupid. That's just very specific. Pork jerky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've ever had.
I would
pork jerky.
Agree with Harm. I probably would have just used umami as a general.
Okay. Umami.
You keep using that word.
Yeah.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Maybe 5% of our audience knows what that means, and then the finish is a little chalky. But I loved it.
I thought the finish was relatively short. I mean, short to medium. It was certainly not a lengthy finish, but it was pleasant. Bob?
I think it was delicious. I think this is one of the better years from MLO that we've had, and we've been fortunate.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This is a better.
We've been fortunate to review, you know, quite a few of their wines over the years. We've got a great relationship with the folks at Camus. They're an incredibly generous family. The Wagner family really has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to support Honor Flight and flying World War II and Korea and Vietnam veterans to D.C. So, and help us with the work that we do with that charity. So, I mean, just a really great family, but damn, Jenny can make some good wine.
She's been getting better. Yeah. She's really been getting better.
I mean, this is it. Just every year, the MLO, I think, gets better and better. And I think this is the best one.
We didn't cover the Sauv Blanc today, but I had a chance to taste the new release of the Sauv Blanc, and it was actually very good, too. And I'm not a big California Sauv Blanc fan.
Yeah, I think this is excellent. It's got a lovely mouthfeel to it. It's got a nice, the tannins are just so well integrated into it. They're not overpowering, but they're absolutely there to let you know they're there. The boy was right on the tea. The tea is definitely there. I'm definitely picking that up.
Yeah, good one. Really good
cherries
call.
On the nose. It's got a lovely roundness and softness to it, but it's got a little bit more backbone than your typical California Merlot.
It doesn't say 100% Merlot. I'm thinking this is a blend of something else in there.
I couldn't tell you. I don't have that information on me. So, but I think she's done a great job. And, you know, if you see it, grab it. So we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about our first line, which is the MLO Merlot from the Wagner family, from Jenny Wagner, and we're going to be giving that a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So it's going to take us to our next wine, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 at 14.6% ABV. Introduced by Camus Vineyards with the 2021 vintage, this is their second release. This wine is a California Appellation Cabernet Sauvignon sourced from sites throughout the state, which feature climatic conditions, soils, and topography that are ideally suited to Cabernet. This project stems from excitement over California's diverse vineyard land and often lesser-known areas with the potential to produce exceptional Cabernet. You can watch a video and learn more by scanning the QR code on the back label of the wine bottle. So this has a beautiful, deep, dark, ruby color on the nose, blueberries, violets, and creme de cassis. Very, very fragrant nose. The palate very much reminds me of the pedigree of its big brother, the Napa Valley Camus Cabernet Sauvignon. Again, layers of lush red and blue fruits. There's a hint of mocha, some dark spice, and a finish that just goes on and on. I believe that this project was born out of high demand and high price for the regular Napa, and this allows them to make much more of basically Camus Cabernet by sourcing grapes from all over California. So the main difference would be this is a little bit of a lower price tag, and you're getting grapes from all over California rather than just Napa. And I think they've done an excellent job. To me, for a big discount, you're getting a wine that's nearly as good as the regular Camus. I've been a big fan of the regular Camus Napa Cabernet for a long time, been buying it for years. The 50th anniversary, which we'll talk about next, is no exception. And I think this is an excellent job at a baby brother that's very much discounted in price, but very much up there in terms of flavor, style, and quality. Harm?
Well, actually, Maury, a couple of things I have to disagree with you. The discount is not as big as it used to be. The discount used to be significant, but now it's almost as expensive as the regular stuff.
And okay, so you're at retail, yeah, and you would know better, but yeah, when they first came out...
In the restaurants, the discount's much bigger still.
And when it first came out of retail, there was at least a 30% discount.
Exactly, yeah, but I was hoping for 50%, but because it's California Appellation, not Napa, right?
Correct.
Well, so is your wife. Actually, she's hoping for 100%, but, well... I'm not supposed to talk about cases, am I? Never mind.
Don't go there, Bob. Yeah. Well, don't go there, Bob.
Anyway. She's going to take the house.
She'll take the house. She's already got the kid, man. She's turned her against me.
Well, that's just because she was...
Because she's 10 years old. She thinks she's 40.
Well, that's just because she's got taste. I know.
Whatever. So let's go back to the wine. The wine tastes great. So the other thing I have to disagree with you is when I first tasted this wine, I did not enjoy it at all. But I thought you said the finish was long. I thought it was short, and I thought the palate was watery. But as it sat in the glass, I take that back. It's weird. You guys decanted this before I got here, right? Mm-hmm. It was decanted a couple times, mm-hmm, so to let this out. But it does need time to sit in the glass. You said blueberries and violets and cassis. The violets to me have turned into rose petals as this is sent in the glass. And I'm getting a really good amount of spice coming out, not just cassis. It's like baking spices. This must be some French oak used here, right? I think they don't say. And the fruit, it's got layers to it. It's blue and black fruit, like you said. But the mouth feels just not, it's not there for me. A little bit light, but there's, again, as it sits in the glass, better acidity coming out. The finish is medium. It's not long. I don't love it as much as you did, Maury. I think it's good still. What do you think, Justin?
So, big improvement over last year.
Okay.
Last year, it had a lot of disparate flavors that didn't meld well together. This wine plays really, really well, and it is almost as good as the regular Camus. So
you both like it more than I do.
Vindicated.
All right.
So I like it.
Thank you, Justin. I paid
last
you to
year
say
was
that.
The first year for this.
Right. So this year they just made it a lot better. Smoother.
Well, don't use the smooth word. Oh, I hate that damn word.
Okay. Too late.
No.
You know what most people hate is moist, but I love moist. Moist is a good word.
It's got a beautiful nose. Yeah, to me it's more rose petals, like white rose petals. And a little bit of dark red fruit. And on the palate again, the red fruits jump out for me. There's a little bit of a spice to it. It's got a great mouthfeel. It gives you a coat. Front, back, sides.
You all like the mouthfeel. I did not like the mouthfeel.
I like the mouthfeel. I mean,
did I pour the right wine?
I'm not saying that it's the biggest wine I've had today or the biggest one on this table, but I think for the money, I think it's a very well-made wine. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was delicious. So we're going to be giving the Camus California Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Bob, do you want to tell us about the next expression from Camus?
Nah.
Okay, let's just drink
it. Just keep this one secret to ourselves?
Yeah, let's just drink and leave the tape running. What the hell? All right, fine. If I have to talk, I'll talk. Okay. So our next wine is also from Camus. It's the Camus Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, the 50th anniversary release, 14.6% ABV. So back in 1941, Chuck's parents, Charlie and Lorna Bell Gloss, purchased 73 acres, a few hundred yards from the Wagner Home Ranch, where they planted fruit orchards and 10 acres of wine grapes. In the 60s, they uprooted all the fruit and the walnut trees and replanted everything to wine grapes. They sold their grapes to Inglenook and to Sonoma Vineyards and several others. And then in 1972, Charlie, Lorna, and Chuck decided to establish their own winery, and they named it Camus Vineyards. And that's after the Mexican land grant to George Yount. If you go into Yountville, there's a plaque in the little park there that talks about how he was given a land grant by some general in the Mexican army for Rancho Camus, which, you know, was like half the county. So that's where the name came from. This special anniversary vintage celebrates 50 years of making Cabernet in Napa Valley with the folks at Camus. So the color is a lovely, dark, 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 inky garnet.
It's more ruby than garnet, baby.
I don't know. Looks garnet to me. Oh, it's got a lovely nose.
It's got a lot going on in that nose. Much bigger.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is the Camus you expect.
This is just... And this is just the regular. This isn't the special select.
Oh, no, I love the special select. Know. But they didn't send us any today, so thanks for rubbing the salt in the wound there, Bob.
Oh. Yeah, just so pretty. There's flower petals. There's some herbs in there that I can't quite place.
The black tea that Justin talked about before.
The tea note is huge in that. A lot of black tea. A little bit of minerality, a little bit of dusty stone. And let's see what it tastes like. Dark red stewed fruit. Got a great mouthfeel. Got a good coat. Front, back, top, side palate. The tannins are there, but they're really well integrated. They're not, you know, leaping out at you.
Aren't harsh tannins. They're really well integrated.
They're velvety and smooth and soft. They're there, but they're not whacking you. This is a winner. This is an absolute winner. I think this is one of the better ones they've done in a while. For me, this one's fantastic.
For me, this is the best one they've done in more than 10 years.
It's improved in the glass quite a bit.
I thought the 40th anniversary was way too sweet. I think this is where it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, this is classic Camus from back in the day. That's what this is. This is like a throwback to what
to the roots, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really good. What'd you think, Justin?
I think that the pressure they must have been under to make the 50th anniversary is Stanley Cup Game 7 pressure, and they came through with a really good expression. It's got classic Camus notes. It's got the really nice dry tannins that the Special Select has like more of. So it's like halfway between your regular Camus and Special Select. And they did a great job with the packaging, as they always do. I was thrilled. Maury?
I really don't have much to add. It's been a perennial favorite of mine. I buy this by the case every year, usually a number of cases. I agree. They changed the label and upgraded a little bit 10 years ago when the 40th came out, and they've been putting the number on the top of the bottle on the front of the label for the last 10 years or so. And so it's very dressed up. It's nice. Again, I agree with Justin. I think there was a lot of pressure. I think they came through in the clutch, and they produced a beautiful wine that they are should be proud of for their 50th anniversary. I thought the wine was delicious when I first poured it. Over the last hour, drinking and everything and coming back to it, it's only improve with time. I would say take your time, don't rush it, decant it, aerate it, let it sit in your glass and sip on it all night long. It's a winner.
Yeah, so I have to agree with you guys, except the thing about aeration. These wines are meant to be drunk young. Camus is not one of those wines that people say they hold them for 20 years.
You know? No, 100%.
They want them to be appreciated when they're released. So you know what I missed was I didn't taste the unaerated version today. I mean, had it before, but did you guys taste it unaerated at all?
No.
No? Because I want to know. Because most, you know, when I tell customers to aerate or wait, it's like I'll sell them wines. Look, you can't drink it this year. Please wait 2 to 5 years or 5, 10 years. There's things we have customers for that. And there's people who drink wine. They want to drink it young. Camus is one of those you drink young. What did this taste like before it was aerated? I bet it might even have been better than it is now. I don't know. So I got all the notes you guys are saying. I got
Let's
all
take
that
a field trip to the store and pop a few more corks, and we'll drink them unaerated.
Yeah, we can do it. I got the keys. Yeah, this is really approachable and wonderful, and they did a good job. Bob, what do you think for ratings? We can do that if you want, but I think you're overdoing it. Whatever. Well, I say 4 sips. I still say 4 sips.
Well, we're going to be giving it 4 sips.
All right.
So
I think we were all on the verge of almost 5, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Close. It was close.
Yeah. Well, I like to give you knuckleheads a chance to change your mind if you want to, because, you know, sometimes as we get into the show, opinions change. So
it wasn't anywhere close to 3. It was definitely closer to 5.
Yeah, but it's just still a 4.
It was a step up from the previous wine, which we gave a 4.
I want to give it a 5, but it's not quite there, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's great, but it is what it is.
Well, Justin?
You be hypercritical the next one.
Would you like to Jimmy Stewart us about the next wine?
Sure. Let's see.
Stewart? That's a different Stewart.
Top of the next page.
Yeah. So Stewart Cellars is a family-owned and operated winery that has been producing premium quality wines since its inception in 2000. Founded by Michael Stewart, his son James Stewart,
Jimmy,
daughter Caroline Stewart Guthrie, and son-in-law Blair Guthrie. Together, the family oversees all aspects of the winery's operations. James handles sales, marketing and distribution, Caroline runs the day-to-day, and Blair is the winemaker along with consulting winemaker Paul Hobbs.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah,
and that also explains some of the quality behind this because, as you're going
to
see.
Yeah, talk to us about this one.
So this expression is the Stewart Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. The fruit source is half Hannah Vineyard, 40% Julia Vineyard, and 10% Moynier Vineyard. Whole berry fermentation in stainless steel fermenters with wet cap immersion, totaling 26 days of extended maceration. Aged 22 months in 65% new French oak barrels. So on the nose, I got cream soda. I got sweet marzipan.
I'm running out of sound effects for when he says something goofy. Give me a minute. I got to go find another one.
Cream soda's not off. That's a big vanilla pop, right?
And really nice, like cedar, sandalwood kind of thing. So on the palate, I give like concentrated fruit, fried cherry pie, little bit of coffee.